Simen Tov Resh Beis and Simen Tov Resh Gimel. Simen Tov Resh Beis begins with a Ramah, Umisanin Lamachros Rosh Hashanah V'Utainis Tzivu. The day after Rosh Hashanah is Tzom Gedalia. Hashkacha had it that one of the four Tzomos commemorating the various stages of the Churban of Yerushalayim comes out actually on the day after Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we are combining both the Avelis of Yerushalayim together with Aseres Yimei Tshuva. As far as the halachas of it, they are discussed in the halachas of the four tainias for Yerushalayim. Says the Machaber, B'chol ayomim shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur marvin b'tfilah v'tachanunim, b'tfilos v'sachanunim. That during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, what we do is we are marbe b'tfilah. The Mishnah Berurah says, but not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're not marbe b'tfilah. And then the Ramah goes into details. Va'omrim avinu malkeinu erev avoker. We say avinu malkeinu at shachris and mincha, milvad b'Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Va'filu im chalmila, shein omrim tachlin, afilu achi omrim avinu malkeinu. Avinu malkeinu is said even when tachanun is not said. So that even though there's a bris in shul, there's a chasn in shul, Tachnun would not be said, Avinu Malkeinu would be said. Avinu Malkeinu is said the same way that we say Lam Natseach, for example. Lam Natseach, Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzora, we'll say that on a day that Tachnun is not said. And the same thing going for Kel Erech Apayim. Kel Erech Apayim, just before the Sefer Torah, is taken out on Monday and Thursday. So that would be said, even though Tachnun is not said. So Lam Natseach, Kel Erech Apayim, are said on days that Tachlin is not said, as well as Avinu Malkeinu. On Erev Shabbos, we also don't say Avinu Malkeinu at Mincha. Va'omrim b'chol yom gimel pamin vidui kodem alos ha-shachar. The Ramah says that in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, every day you should see to it to say vidui three times before alos ha-shachar. He is referring to the minhag of saying vidui three times in slichas. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, the same goes for all the days that we say slichas. So for the minhag Ashkenaz, that slichas begins the Motzoi Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, or the Motzoi Shabbos before the Motzoi Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, depending on the year, we would say vidui three times before. Although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down, there are those that are knowing only to say it once, actually. Milvad be'erev Yom Kippur shein omrim also ela pamachas. On Erev Yom Kippur, we only say it once, because we're going to say it again at Mincha. We're saying vidui at Mincha, and again at Maariv. It's interesting, even though Maariv is, of course, the Maariv of Yom Kippur. But in terms of the day's avoda, we generally look at the avoda going from morning to night. The halach is in Kachim. The laila is holech achar hayom. The night goes after the day, as opposed to all other halachas, where the Jewish calendar, it is the yom that is holech achar halayla. So here we would say that on one day you're already going to say three viduyim. You don't have to say three in the morning. Then it goes further. Ve'ein noslim chirim v'chein ein mashbiim adam bebez nadachar yom kippur. In order not to be ma'orer din, we do not make somebody swear. Shvu is a davar chomer, and the same thing for a cherim. There are times that the Beis Din will make someone accept a cherim upon himself if what he's saying is not true. So we do not do that during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We're not looking to be ma'orer din. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah points out that when din is done on earth, then Hashem doesn't have to interfere. He doesn't have to bring down to us. Therefore, if Beis Din really sees that someone is owed money, they should not put it off. They should not say, no, we don't meet during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Adarabba, this is a time to make sure that any injustice that there is within the community is really corrected. It's just done without a shvu and without a cherim. What happens if a person feels like it? Say one of the Balei Din, the halacha is that he has to accept a cherim upon himself, and he's willing to do it. So the Prima Gadim says, and Mishnah Berurah brings it, that it could be that we'll let him get away with it. If he wants to, then he could. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down the minhag, that if there is a bris, then we say the pismo, the slicha, of Zechor Bris Avraham Vakedas Yitzchak, during the days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So that is actually added. We say Zechor Bris. The minhag is to say during the Slichas. We'll add that to the Slichas. Further, the Rama says, "Ein mekadshim halavana ad motzoi Yom Kippur." We do not do Kiddush Levana until Motzoi Yom Kippur, because it says that Kiddush Levana, which is Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, is supposed to be done when we're happy, whereas in Aseres Yitzchuvah we're worried about our din. And on Motzoi Yom Kippur, it says a bas kol comes out that says Leich echol besimcha lachmecha u'sei bein tov esinecha hirotze elokim es maasecha. So on Motzoi Yom Kippur, that's the ideal time. We're really feeling good. It's after the Kaparas Avonis, and therefore that's the time to be Mekadosh Levana. There are those, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, who say that it's better during Aseres Yemei Tshuva to do Kiddush Levana, to have one more schus, one more merit before Yom Kippur. So there are two minhagim there. Then the Rama says, V'shabes shein bein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur ha-minig lomer bo tzitkoscha. We say tzitkoscha at Shabbos mincha on Shabbos Shuva. It's called Shabbos Shuva because of the Haftorah, and the Mishnah Berurah does mention that we are careful not to give a nar, not to call up a young fellow for maftir of Shabbos Shuva. Literally, the nar that he's talking about is under bar mitzvah. The halacha is that the maftir does not have to be a bar mitzvah. However, the minig is to call up a gadol for Shabbos Shuva. Simen Tov Reish Gimel. Af mi she'eino nizar mi pas shel kusim ba'aseres yemei tshuva tzorech lizoher. The halacha is that in aseres yemei tshuva we're supposed to be misnaheg in chumras. We're supposed to keep chumras. Now, one of the chumras is the halacha of pas palter of a non-Jew. Pas palter means the bakery bread of a non-Jew. Originally, Chazal wanted to make a takana, the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, made a takana that Jews should not be eating even the bakery bread of a non-Jew. In order to prevent intermarriage, it would make it much more difficult to socialize if you couldn't even eat the bread that they bought from the bakery. However, it became a takana, it became a gzeira shein rov atzibur yichol en lamod ba. Klal Yisrael did not accept that. Nevertheless, it is brought down as a chumr, that it is a good thing to do, to be machmir, to use only Jewish bread, no bread that is baked only by a non-Jewish bakery. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, everyone should keep that chumrah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the halachi is that even during the year, for people who keep the chumrah, if they're in a situation where there is no bread nearby available, they've got to go far away to get Jewish bread. The only bread available is this pas palter, the bakery bread of a non-Jew. Even one who keeps the minhag, that's included in the minhag, one who keeps the chumrah all year, it's included. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the same would therefore go for Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where all of us are supposed to be keeping this halacha, that if you have to go far away, if you have to go Dalad Milin, which today translates itself in 72 minutes of travel, if you would have to travel for more than 72 minutes in order to get it, the halacha is that you are allowed to, even in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, eat pas palter. There is an easy way of changing that, of taking pas palter that is being baked and making sure that it becomes Jewish bread, go into the bakery and throw a little match or a piece of wood into the oven so that you had part of it. That would be machshir the bread, and it would no longer be called pas palter. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should be careful. If that's what they're doing, then they should not take challah, certainly not with a bracha, from the bread that is baked then, because the dough was owned by a non-Jew at the time it became chayiv b'challah. At the time of Gilgal, when you mix the flour and water, at that time it was owned by a non-Jew, it would not be chayiv b'challah. So if someone takes challah and makes a bracha, he's making a bracha levatola. If one does want to take challah and he's using the bread that's baked in a non-Jewish bakery, he would have to be kona the flour. It should be kona the kemach, so at the time of the mixing it already belongs to him, and only then can he separate challah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that even in a situation where somebody just cannot get hold of Pas Yisrael, there's still one better thing that he can do, and that is that if a Jew will go and redo the bread, then b'di'eved he can even call that Pas Yisrael. Of course that's not the ikar halacha of Pas Yisrael. But as far as the chumrah of pas palter is concerned, he can get out of it and at least do that. So during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we are supposed to be nizhar in that chumrah. Says the Rama, v'yesh l'chol adam l'chapeis u'lefash peish b'masav. A person should go and do his cheshben anefesh, v'lashuv mehem, and do tshuva from anything that you're doing wrong. Baseres Yemei Tshuva. V'safek avera tzarech yosa tshuva me'avera v'adoes. And a suffolk avera needs more of a tshuva than a definite avera. Because when you know that you did something, you really feel bad about it. When you're not sure, you don't feel so bad. So that needs a greater tshuva. An ashram toli that is brought when a person isn't sure if he ate iser, that had to be more expensive than a carbon chatas. Because a person doesn't really feel the same degree of regret. The Mishneh Berurah brings down, first of all, from the Rosh, that one should go through the Igeres HaTshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. He also brings down from the Arizal that one should always learn Sifrei Musar. And from the Gra in Mishlei as well, that a person should always be working on his Midos and be learning Sifrei Musar. But especially during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And the Mishneh Berurah says that at least what you should do is be mekayim what's brought down in the Zohar, which is just before you go to bed at night, you should stop and think and do a little bit of a cheshben hanefesh. He also mentions what the Yaros Hadvash says, and that is that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva minus Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur gives you 7 days. Those 7 days are keneged, the 7 days of the week, and in each one of them, you should try to do tshuva and be metaken anything you did wrong during that day of the week at any point in the previous year. Mishneh Berurah also goes through several sources for tikkunim, ways of being metaken, whatever pagamim were done in all the different olamas by way of someone's avera. And then he also says that it is kedai to learn, to look up, all of those things, the Chav Dalet Dvarim, it says that are ma'akev es ha-tshuva, the things that prevent one from being able to do tshuva, you should learn them to make sure that you do not have any one of them.